You're listening to In Other News on KNBA 90.3 FM, bringing you news and views from the teen perspective, the stuff we care about straight from our mouths. In Other News is a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute.
Hi, you're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. I'm Rob Stanley.
And I'm Bray Hirsch.
We'll be having a great show today, as always, won't we, Bray?
Indeed we will, Rob. Looks like we've got Chloe Chobel here to deliver the news. What's going on in the world, Chloe?
I'm hearing some weird stuff about the school, budget cuts and whatnot. And snakes? What's up with that?
Well, we all know that snakes do not exist in Alaska, right? Wrong. 4 days ago in Kenai, Alaska, George Pierce found a frozen garter snake in his backyard. Now, you might be thinking something along the lines of, maybe the snake was someone's pet. However, there have been no reports of missing snakes in the local area. Another possibility is that the snakes arrived on a cargo ship where the snakes live off frogs and insects on the ships. Pierce said that judging from a nick in the end of the snake's tail, it is possible that the snake was run over by a snowblower. The recent warm temperatures in the area may have been warm enough for the snake to survive. And on the more serious side of the news, on Tuesday, January 21st, Anchorage School District Superintendent Ed Graft announced the proposed ASD budget for the 2014 to 2015 school year. Budget cuts are needed to close a $23 million budget gap. The budget would require the district to lay off 6% of its teachers. That's at least 47 elementary school teachers, 35 middle school teachers, and 33 high school or alternative school teachers. The district will also have to increase class sizes and require high school teachers to aid an additional class during the day. The Anchorage Daily News reported that school board members want the legislature to add money to the base student allocation, a per-student payment that funds 57% of the district's operating budget. Then, on the next day, January 22nd, Governor Parnell announced that he would work with the legislature to raise the base student allocation if they agreed to reform Alaska's educational system. He says he wants lawmakers to come together to make 2014 the education session. One idea he supports is having the public vote on whether they want public money to be spent on private and religious schools. Last in our news segment, five artists and three writers have been chosen out of 258 applications from all over the world to participate in Denali's Artists in Residency program for 2014. Along with artists, plans are in the works for music composers to participate in 2015 and 16 as well. You can view art from past artists in Denali by going to the National Park Service website, nps.gov, or by going to the Alaska Geographic website. The next open call for applications for artists and writers will be from May 1st to September 30th, 2014, for residencies in winter and summer of 2015.
You're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. I'm Rob Stanley, and that was Chloe Chobel.
Thanks for the info, Chloe. Moving right along, we've got Ish in studio, making sure some good music is coming out your speakers.
What have we got, Ish?
Starting out, we got Beat Beat by Chuck English of the Cool Kids, Cloud Light by Eskimo, Our Will by Brothers Hammer, and Girlies by Root Beer. Check it out.
Beep, beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep, beep. The keys to the Jeep. got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Beep, beep.
That was Cloudlight by Eskimo. Next up, we have Our Will by Brothers Handmere, followed by Girlies by Root Beer. Free Max B.
This is my humanness, an essay with badly ruled margins. Lines waver and I save blame for this chipped wooden ruler. Always a study hall jeweler. I don't want to talk about my potential or my future. Secret handshakes keep my world well spun. My iris bleach white by fire from staring at the sun. And telling this right is all that I want from my tongue. Birds, no roofs, like we know fences. Just another picket to slip on the way to ascension. Robin trails stitched like doily frills into the perforated skies. Where from tomorrow spills? Where from tomorrow spills? So no more remorse, while I trace the unrun path of my upset orbit. Diadema snapped, HB pencils, ends for the sinking bedroom floor. Curtains parted on a coming harvest, sprouts of trust. Risen through the smell of finished sparklers. And with the clarity of modern sonograms, I describe what lives behind my closed eyes. And try to sing a thing on this before I die. It makes us happy! Helvetica font emboldened, or peacock quills, our peak impressions distilled. Led by light beams, our will. Led by light beams, our will.
Hit me up because the homie is famous. Girlies hit me up because the homie is girlies hit me up because the homie is famous. Girlies hit me up because the famous homie. Girlies hit me up because the homie is famous. Girlies hit me up because the homie is. Girlies hit me up because the homie is famous. Girlies hit me up because the famous.
Ever since she heard I chill with the bird. She's calling nonstop. That is my word.
Oh, you know him too. What do you do?
Me, I'm Flynn Adam. I rap and produce.
All right, from the LA Simp crew.
And now she's asking me about the Puerto Rican dude. He got a girl.
So?
You're shameless. You did a double take.
Because the homie is famous.
I met this girl named Tamika. Hair like Aretha, heavy makeup, and I wanna take her up and squeeze her. She says she like Flynn, and she been feeling him since way back in the days of LA Symphony and Friends. I said, well, that's cool, but I heard he like men. She said, what? I said, that's just him.
Nah, John, what do you say?
Nothing, dog, I'm just playing.
Oh, I see how it is.
Got all the homies saying.
Girlies hit me up because the homie is famous. Girlies hit me up because the homie is. Girlies hit me up because the homie is famous. Girlies hit me up because the famous homie is homie. Girlies hit me up because the homie is famous. Girlies hit me up because the homie is. Girlies hit me up because the homie is famous. Girlies hit me up because the famous.
So we go out, CNO by the beach, and there she goes. I feel the reach. And what am I on? Barbara Walters or something? She asking and asking and asking. She's hunting. Amidst her interview, what did she do? She asked me if I keep in touch with Black Eyed Peas crew. Oh, now I understand. It's all about where I am. Girlies about the glitz. Girlie about the glam.
Now I roll up in swingers feeling like Lou Gossett. Black turtleneck with ninja shoes. Cause I'm sick.
in the booth. The waitress looks nice. She asked, are you pigeon? I said, that's right. She said, you friends with kids then? Can you tell them Liz said hello? Call me back and stop acting so cold. I said, I'll have coffee, bread, cheese, and bologna. Everywhere I go, birds ask about the homie.
Girlies hit me up because the homie is famous. Girlies hit me up because the homie is. Girlies hit me up because the homie is famous. Girlies hit me up because the famous homie famous homie. Girlies hit me up because the homie is famous. Girlies hit me up because the homie is famous.
Thanks for DJing for us, Ish. You know that one fear you have that just seems so crazy you don't even want to tell anyone? Well, now we're going to listen to some irrational fears people confided us in this week's Google Voice.
My irrational fear is more of a traumatic memory that makes me feel scared every time anytime I think of it. When I was a little kid, I watched E.T., and I think that is not a good movie for children. I think it's a terrible movie because there's this hideous, creepy little alien. And then he becomes friends with this kid, and it's creepy. And then a bunch of doctors come in and start screaming at everybody. And then, like, the little kid's on the table, and then they're hurting the alien, and he's screaming, you're hurting him, you're hurting him. And then they freaking kill him with a defibrillator. They freaking murder him, and it's horrible. And the fact that he comes back to life doesn't make it any better. It's just creepier. That's a bad movie for children. It should not be shown to them. I hate E.T., and that still haunts me whenever I try to go to sleep.
My biggest irrational fear is showing up to my 10-year high school reunion and everyone else being more beautiful and richer than I am. It's irrational because it's definitely not going to happen, but whatever. Okay, I hope this helps. So bye.
My most irrational fear is that whenever I hit a button, a needle is going to come out and poke me.
So this never happened to me, but I'm terrified of testicular chafage. Like, I've been wearing boxers probably since 2003 because I'm so freaked out. All I wear is briefs or I go commando. I'm terrified, yo. Like, I mean, what if they fall off or, like, I grow a third one or something, you know? It would really kill the aesthetic.
My most irrational fear is crickets. I very much do not like crickets.
I refuse to sing in front of anybody because I'm afraid of not being good enough and just making a fool out of myself, even though I've been taking singing lessons for years.
That's pretty cool. You know, I've got an irrational fear myself. I am deathly afraid of ants. Ants really creep me out. I was in Italy a couple summers back. I sat on an anthill, and they just swarmed. It was it was pretty ridiculous. My legs and part of my body, upper body, were covered in ants, and I had to run out into the middle of the street and take my pants off. So you got any, Bray? You got any irrational fears?
Well, that sounds terrifying. But before we get into my irrational fears, this just in, I think we have some other irrational fears from people who did not make the Google Voice cutoff. Should we hear some of those?
Yeah, sure. Just go back and forth.
Yeah, so one of them is this guy is terrified of living the exact plot of the movie Groundhog Day.
That's
pretty scary.
I mean, I don't know if that's irrational. I understand that. I've got one here. Heights. Here's a quote. They are high. Too high.
Yeah, that seems pretty accurate.
Yep.
Another one is that the bathtub in this person's room will come down and squish them. That'd be pretty terrifying.
It could happen. In 6 years, I have to find health insurance.
Oh, God. You know, I have an irrational fear. So what if you're, like, taking down your sleeping bag? It was just in the closet all winter. And you're going camping, and you put your foot in the sleeping bag, but then there's a mouse, like, in the sleeping bag, and it just bites your toe.
Why would a mouse even be in there?
I don't know, but that would be so scary. Just a little, like, furry animal just crawling around your feet. Oh, God.
It'd be a time that would happen. Anyways, all right. Ish, back again. Got some sweet tunes. Let's hit it.
Hey, it's Ish. Reminding all of you at home to do the right thing. Coming up, we got Harps by The Sea and Cake, followed by Hold On by Subtract featuring Sampha, and Same Girl by Morris and Sweater Beats. Check it out.
I can't see in the light. Oh.
You just heard Hold On featuring Sampha by Subtract, preceded by Harps by The Sea and Cake, and you're about to hear Same Girl by Morris and Sweater Beats. Check it out.
Introduce you to this girl. Think I really love this girl.
Yeah, yo, Ush.
What up, girls? Wanna introduce you to this girl. Think I really love this girl.
Yeah, yo, Ush. What up, girls?
Wanna introduce you to this girl. Think I really love this girl.
Yeah, yo, Ush. What up, girls?
Wanna introduce you to this girl. Think I really love this girl.
Yeah.
Man, she's so fine,
straight up dog.
She stand about 5'4", Coca-Cola red bone. She drive a black Durango, play say angel, jump on her ankle. But she's making pesos, Sweet Street, right on 17th Street. And I call her TT.
Wait a minute, hold on, dog. Do she got a kid? Plus some Waffle House.
Yep.
Do she got a beauty mark on the left side of her?
Man.
Went to Georgia.
Yep.
Works for TV.
Yep.
And I can't believe this shit. Damn. Hey, what's wrong, dog? What the hell you damning?
I'm your homie, so just say what's on your mind.
Man, I didn't know that you were talking about her.
So man, you telling me you know her?
Who I know her, like a path to know his word. We messing with the same girl. Same girl.
My love of my life and my potential wife be the same girl.
Same girl. Man, I can't fool her, can't fool her. We've been messing with her.
Same girl. Thought she was someone I could trust, but she's been doubling up with us. UK. Man, we've been messing with the same girl.
See, I met her at this party in Atlanta.
Well, I met her at this party in Chicago.
She came right up to me, giving me conversation. I said, do you got a man? Knew it, no hesitation.
Well, it must be a music thing, cause she said the same to me. Body all in my face, while I'm laughing and buying a drink.
She whispered in my ear, said, can you take me home?
Me too. And the shy singing that same
extra.
And I thought it was true confessions when she said,
I love you, man, I love you. It was calling when she said,
I want you.
Even got some pictures on my phone.
Look at there she is with some boy shorts on. Messing with the
same girl.
She's the apple of my eye, yeah. And my potential wife, yeah.
Same girl. And I just can't believe that we've been messing around with the same damn girl. Thought she was someone else,
but she's been lovely, both of us.
Hey. We've been messing with the same girl. Said she got me on her ringtone.
Are you talking about the pink phone?
Mm-hmm.
The blue one. Then she told me that was turned on.
Obvious that she been playing us.
Us constantly shine us.
Don't like the way that she been going about it. Cause what you think that we should do about it? Do it.
Call her up at a home. She won't know I'm on the phone.
Yeah, man, that's the way.
Or we about the trick. Man, just like tell her meet up with you. And I'm gonna show up too.
And she won't know what to do.
We'll be standing there singing,
same girl. She was the apple eye. And your potential wife.
Same girl.
But you all can't believe it.
Hey,
we've been messing with the same girl.
We're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. I'm Beray Hirsch, and that was Ish keeping the tunes on air.
Up next, we've got some events.
What kind of events?
Cool ones. Tell us about them, Kendall.
Zoo Lights at the Alaska Zoo is the perfect blend of animals and lights. It's every Saturday until March from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. See the animals in a different light. Visit alaskazoo.org for more details. River of Bears is playing at the UAA Planetarium on Friday, January 31st, starting at 8 p.m. It takes you on a journey to the McNeil River State Game Sanctuary, where over 100 bears go to fish, mate, and prepare for the cold winter. Visit uaa.alaska.edu/planetarium for more information. It's the Year of the Horse. Celebrate the Chinese New Year with the Alaska Chinese Association. Gallop on over to East High School on February 2nd from noon to 4 p.m. for food, raffles, and entertainment. Visit alaskachinese.org for more information. Need help filling out your free application for federal student aid? Then visit Bartlett High School Saturday, February 1st at 11 a.m. Get expert assistance on completing your FAFSA application. Make sure you go to FAFSA online to apply for a PIN code before attending the event. Visit collegegoalak.org for more information. Ever thought of going to a poetry slam? Well, now's your chance. Brave New Alaskan Voices is hosting a poetry slam Wednesday, February 12th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Anchorage City Limits. There will be three 3.5-minute rounds, and the winner will qualify for the quarterfinals in March. Visit bnav.org to get more information. Last, there's an under 21 open mic at Middleway Cafe on Friday, January 31st from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Bring your instrument, relax, and get some stage chops with a very friendly audience. With Alaska Teen Media Institute, this is Kendall Stormo.
You're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. That was some awesome stuff. I might have to get in on some of those.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
One of the ones she mentioned. Anyways, thanks, Kendall. I've got an event to add. It's a basketball game, which is pretty cool. Love basketball. Varsity boys basketball, Diamond High School at West High School, 7:30 p.m. It's going to be pretty insane. Just wait, guys. It's going to be crazy. Anyway, back to Ish. Hit those tunes.
Hey, it's me again, Ish, voice of the voiceless. Coming up next, we got Black and Gold by Sam Sparrow, followed by A Little Bit Cooler by The Cool Kids, followed by Different by Chuck English. And yes, Cool Kids are back together. That's not just a rumor. Followed by Computers by Heems. Das Racist actually broke up. That's not just a rumor. Check it out.
Fear that it's all just a bunch of matter, 'cause if you're fear that it's all just a bunch of matter. Cause if you're not really here, I don't wanna be either. I wanna be next to you. Black and gold, 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 black and gold.
I'm sitting on the couch, holding the remote, flipping channels. I'm a rebel, eating a bowl of them fruity pebbles, fruity pebbles, fruity pebbles. Yeah. How gangster is that? Huh? Not gangster at all. Oh, you judging me, dog? Please, you shop at the mall. Me, I shop at boutiques, limited quantity sneaks. Where do these quantities be? Maybe they all on my feet.
I don't know,
but I don't get it though. About a year ago, you said my gear was whack. Now my gear is dope. I guess it goes full circle like a Cheerio. Cause you ride. What I was rocking like a year ago. You said my chain was lame, then you go and get a rope. You clown jokesters pose for poser posters. Told you when I woke up, hold it like holsters and stop while I fold the rest of my clothes up. I love the hypocrites hating it till you make it whack swagger jackers, but my steez ain't for the taking.
You still playing Sega?
I'm cooler than that guy.
No red monkeys with the babesters.
I'm cooler than that guy.
What you riding on that bike for?
I'm cooler than that guy.
Does that belt say Star Wars?
I'm cooler than that guy.
Why your jeans ain't sagging?
I'm cooler than that guy.
You ain't smoking on the dro cut?
I'm cooler than that guy.
Where your stunner shades at, dog?
I'm cooler than that guy.
They ain't got no book.
I'm cooler than those guys.
I'm in the crib Saturday night with my Sega. That's right. Playing the game of that Street Fighter. Street Fighter. Street Fighter. I guess that makes you think you cooler than me. But any girl you could pull, I could pull them with ease. Like the letter after D, not ecstasy. It's easy to me. Yes, yes, indeed. It's hard to believe, but swallow it. So much game that I could put it in a bottle and sell it to lames and getting graphics in your fade. Was fresh in the day, but it was jacked by the losers. I'm about to say screw it and grow a Jerry curl, wear a diaper like Cupid or something else stupid and see if people do it. If they do, then that proves it. People are just losers and they'll do anything and someone cool do it, but they won't do it first. So I guess they not cool and it's the end of the verse. So I'm chucking that deuce.
You still playing Sega?
I'm cooler than that.
No red monkeys with the babesters.
I'm cooler than that guy.
What you riding on that bike for?
I'm cooler than that guy.
Does that belt say Star Wars?
I'm cooler than that guy.
Your jeans ain't sagging.
I'm cooler than that guy.
You just listened to A Little Bit Cooler by The Cool Kids, preceded by Black and Gold by Sam Sparrow, and coming up next is Different by Chuck English. What up?
inline power cable and lifting bar do more exercises than any health.
Computers. Computers. On the chat room. On the AOL. Yeah, they probably call him Steve Jobs because he got him. He could give a job to anybody, man, no problem. Computers downtown and computers up in Harlem. They running out of computers because everybody bought them. Caught him up in the web of the world and it's wide. With YouTube, there's more science and Bill Nye, the science guy. I'm wild and why? Because the internet filled with spies. From the NSA, that's crazy. The internet filled with government wise guys that's maybe trying to give you the disease, the rabies. Yeah, we self-curate social media. What happened to when you had to kick it with Tina to know if she was feeling ya? Free yourself from my control, he's just freeing ya. If you're feeling me, I'm feeding y'all. The real knowledge of the mind, body, and the soul. Control. Computers. What's up with computers? Computers. Yo, computers. I love them, I need them, I kick it with them a lot. They were my friends from the start, before I could rap well. Shout out to that, well, he like computers too. He like computers more than me, probably. Computers, computers, jam.
Thank you.
What's up, kids? You just listened to Rasta Man Chant by the OG Rude Boy, Bob Marley, preceded by Computers by Heems, the coolest Indian dude of all time. Peace.
In case you weren't paying attention, this is In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage.
Well, that pretty much wraps it up for the show for today. I'd like to thank all of you for listening. Big thanks to Spirit of Youth, the Alaska Division of Behavioral Health, the Alaska Humanities Forum, and the Rasmussen Foundation.
If you would like to make great radio as well, join ATME. Find us online and listen to past stories at alaskateenmedia.org or call us at 272-2864. That's 272-2864. While you're at it, remember to check out the K-PASA Anchorage events page on Facebook. It's the juiciest site on the internet and is chock full of information on local events. Don't forget to tune in to the next broadcast of In Other News on Saturday, February 22nd at 4 p.m. right here on KNBA 90.3 FM. And we'll have another Google Voice question for next month. That will be, what's your favorite word or phrase? And you can call in at 530-797-6739. That's 530-797-6739. Or at alaskateenmedia.org.
In Other News has been around for a long time. Its first air date was in February of 2004. That means next month is our 10th anniversary, so I'd like to take the time to give a quick shout out to all the folks that have worked on making this the best radio program in Alaska. Because it is the best radio program in Alaska. And on planet Earth.
Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.
Take care.